Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes Life Mark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
Life Mark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Guess what? We got a lot to do. Gotta say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway. This woman helped me get an awful lot done.
I just thought it was the funniest thing that he was implying that they had a relationship when she was 12 and he was 30. But you know what's interesting? Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You know what's interesting is that if you think about it, the Biden family is just littered with this kind of stuff. I mean, and nobody cares about how it all started. Jill Biden was married to someone else when she met Joe for the first time. A few months later, when they started dating, she was still married to someone else. Nobody seemed to care about that. No one seemed to care about Hunter Biden bedding his deceased brother's wife shortly after his brother died. Nobody cared about that. There were formal accusations brought by a woman during the campaign of sexual misconduct of Joe Biden touching her. Nobody seemed to care about that. There are literally hundreds of images across the interwebs of Joe Biden touching, kissing, refusing to let go of, sniffing people. And they range in age from 12-year-old girls to Hillary Clinton. I mean, in whatever age she says she is. And yet in recent years, when some of this stuff has hit, there's been a difference because whether or not anybody else cared about it, all of a sudden Joe Biden cared about it. And so now he's been using the FBI to kind of clean up stuff behind him. Like when Hunter Biden's gun ended up in a dumpster put there by the deceased brother's widow. The FBI were called in, not local law enforcement to deal with it. No, it was the FBI. And guess what? Nothing came of it. But it should have been a local gun case in the local village. When Hunter Biden's laptop was first unveiled, the FBI tried to bring a case against the laptop repairman against him for in some way trying to disseminate information when Hunter Biden had abandoned a laptop and left it there. And by the way, we know what was on that laptop because Rudy Giuliani and others got copies of the hard drive. And we know that there were crimes and sexual misconduct crimes, all kinds of stuff on that laptop. But again, the FBI came in and hushed it all up by the election and then only admitted to it being real, like, you know, 18 months later. And they did the same thing when they hacked his cloud a little bit later. PolitiFact, Reuters, other mainstream outlets, they've tried to run fact check debunking of all this stuff. The problem is they haven't been able to. And as Dr. Gina mentioned earlier in the show, there was a diary that was left by Joe Biden's daughter at a place that she had abandoned it at. When someone found it, read it, realized what it was, tried to sell it to a news organization, the FBI came down and pressed charges against the woman that found it. But inside the pages of the diary, there was a claim that this person writing the diary had taken showers with her father that were inappropriate. The FBI said, well, we never said it was Ashley's diary. And Ashley said, oh, I never said it was my diary. But in the court case where they brought the charges against the woman, it was identified as property of Ashley Biden. Friends, they can't hide this one. He said it on an open microphone. The question is, what will be done about it? I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.